I don't see how these clips make the point, really. Yeah. Catherine Michelle is a relationship expert for our sister website, iVillage.com. Catherine, good morning. Good to have you here.
Good morning.
Again, I feel like I have to point out that I'm the emissary of the good guys.
Yes, in the dictionary under good guys.
Yeah,
your,
I'm the what? I'm
your
not
name,
there.
Yes.
All right, so why is it that so many women are actually attracted to the bad guys, the bad boys out there?
Well, that's a very good question, because the first kind of Mr. Wrong is Mr. Wrong for everyone, all right?
The blanket Mr. Wrong.
The blanket,
like, easily identifiable.
Scott Peterson Wrong, right?
Yeah.
Hey, that guy gets hundreds of love letters sent to him in prison. Okay?
So what is that about?
That's about being addicted to thrills. You know, I mean, there are websites on the internet that will hook you up with a convicted prisoner. It's sort of like Match.com or something, you know.
But beyond the Scott Peterson, there's the idea about certain guys who you know are wrong for you. That seem, I want that guy.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to say to the woman who's attracted to that guy, you're Ms. Wrong, okay?
Right. Yeah, maybe these are women who have a problem with commitment. Ever think about that?
That's right. So instead they go for a guy who's already committed, you know. I mean, that's crazy.
You can actually tell. I mean, how do women know this from the get-go? How can they, you know, going into any dating, they say, this is how I avoid Mr. Wrong altogether.
Yeah, well, the general kind of Mr. Wrong is really the second type, which is, you know, Mr. I can fix him.
Right.
I can fix him. You can't fix him, okay? I mean, if his mommy told him he was the most important person in the world, you're not going to talk him out of that, okay? One of the women on iVillage wrote in and said, he picked me up for an 8 p.m. date at 1 a.m. That's wrong. You just have to follow your instinct.
All right, well, let's go through some of this, because you've actually broken this down in a pretty methodical way to help women go through this. So first, Mr. Wrong for everybody.
Bad Wrong,
just
clearly,
clearly wrong. The next one, I can fix him. But this is interesting, because this is kind of a challenge, but it's also, you know, coming in with a preconceived idea of what you actually want.
Yes. See, women will get this resume in their mind. They're like, I want a guy who's 6'4" and crazy about bowling.
Right.
But the problem with that is then you end up missing the guy who's 5'11" and crazy about you.
Right.
So you can't, Mr. Wright doesn't necessarily look like how you imagine him.
What about, the next one you talk about is the guy who comes on a little bit too strong.
Yes.
And what
now,
do you mean here?
This one's very compelling, Mr. Comes On Strong, because he never lasts long, you know? I mean, he's the greatest boyfriend in the world to all of the 50 women that he dated this year, you know? I mean, this is the guy who looks at women the way a cheetah looks at a herd of water buffalo, you know? He just culls them from the herd and takes them one by one.
But is it also possible that he's coming on too strong, that he wants to commit more quickly than you do?
You know, not
exactly
my
an example
experience.
You're talking
not
about.
Not exactly. I mean, generally, Mr. Comes On Strong,
it's conquest.
If it's too good to be true,
it's probably right.
Too good to be true.
So you talk about learning lessons from past mistakes and actually learning them, which too many women are not doing.
Right, because you're going to date Mr. Wrongs. It cannot be avoided. So you've got to learn the right lesson. Like, if you dated a chronic gambler who loves kittens, don't be all, I hate guys who love kittens. I mean, that's not the lesson, you know? Get the right lesson.
All right, and we talked about the idea of not being flexible, not having, especially as you're getting older, right?
Yeah,
you don't want to have the guy on paper that
you've
want.
You've got issues. We've all come to love our butts from the previous segment. So, give it.
Well, I'm sorry, are you saying I have issues?
No,
I don't
not
have
you.
Issues. No,
no,
oh, you don't mean me personally.
You.
Oh, you mean everyone. We've all got issues. Okay, I just want to be a little defensive this morning. Also, you say vary it up a little bit in terms of what you're looking for, because you might be surprised.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you want to find Mr. Wright, you've got to look in the right place. Like, bars, for example, are a great place to meet alcoholics.
Right.
So if you're meeting guys over drinks and they're Mr. Wrong, get it straight. You know, if you want a church-going guy, here's a tip. Go to a church.
Right.
You know? If you want a hunky firefighter, follow the smoke. Where there's smoke, there's firefighters.
Exactly. All right. Well, actually, so our sister website, we talk about iVillage.com, has a quiz that you can take to see if you are dating Mr. Wrong, which I think is very funny, including if he plans a birthday celebration for you that doesn't include you, probably Mr. Wrong.
That's another red flag.
All right, Catherine Michaud, thanks so much. Helpful advice. And if you want to check more on dating Mr. Wrong, you can take an online quiz that we just talked about at iVillage.com.